What's good, everybody? Robin E here on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. As always, appreciate y'all for tuning in with me on this episode and all of my episodes. Make sure you are following me on Facebook, Pillow Talk Podcast, and the IG, Robin E 93. Also, make sure you're tuning in to me on YouTube, Robin E Vet. I got a ton of new interviews that I posted up on there. So make sure that you like, subscribe, and comment. All right, they are up there for your pleasure. Give you guys today the podcast version of my interview I did with the amazingly talented and super, super coy black fashion designer Jay Wright of Artistry Clothing. This was definitely a chill interview. I was very impressed with a lot of his responses that he gave to the questions and just kind of getting an insight on black entrepreneurship. In addition to the black entrepreneurship, I also love the fact that he pushed how he tried other avenues and things just weren't panning out for him. So he has to kind of go and revamp himself and figure out what it is that he was really good at and how to grow that skill. Make sure you guys keep listening. New episode dropping right now. I'm back. Back. Sorry about that, y'all. Y'all know how Wi-Fi be tripping. Other than that, still blessed. Still highly favored. Let me. Yay!
There we go.
Okay, good. What's up, gang?
What's going on?
Thank you for inviting through Pillow Talk Podcast. Appreciate you popping in.
I appreciate you having me.
Yes, of course. Well, for those that may or may not know who you are, you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself and your brand real quick?
If everybody know me, my name is Jeffrey Wright, but I go by Jay Wright. Most likely everybody call me Jay. I'm a fashion designer. I have a brand called Artistry Design. Yes. Make anything and everything that you ask me to make, I can get it done. If I can't make it at home, I got my manufacturer that can help me out and make sure everything happens. Mm. Business for past few years now, probably like 3-4 years.
Okay, 3 years. Okay, that's nice.
Now, make custom pieces, like one-of-a-kind pieces for every individual client. I deal with everybody individually, so I sell by the masses, but it's only very limited to 20 at the most in any piece. So,
okay.
If you're trying to get it, you got to get on it right away before it's done.
Okay. So, Artistry. You said Artistry? Yeah. Okay. Where did you come up with that name for your brand? What does Artistry mean to you?
Artistry is pretty much like, just think of everything as art. No matter what you do, no matter how you speak, no matter what you make, is art, because everything that comes in shapes, sizes, frequencies, everything that you produce and what you make is art. It's infinite, hence why you could see my sign, always the infinity sign, so it never stops. Everything is created every single day. Your life is created every single day. You create a new day every day.
Nice. Wait, you said your logo is the infinity sign?
Well, wrong side. Here we go.
Yes.
It's an A with the infinity snake. One thing that's destroyed always makes something new.
Okay, period. I like that. Period. Because give us something with a little meaning. Yes. Yeah. That's deep. I didn't know. You deep. You real deep. I like that. Okay. I thought you were going to say something else. So I feel like Artistry, like from what I've seen of your clothing, it is very high end, like luxury. I feel like. Okay.
That's what I aim to do, because I know, not to knock anybody, but it's like a lot of people do like t-shirt brands, just like, you know, put their logo or kind of couple sayings and everything. I just wanted to go a couple steps further than that, because I'm like, I want to compete with the best of the best. Like, you want to wear Gucci and Louis and everything. That's who I want to compete against. I want to show you something that I'm in the same neighborhood as you and I can make the exact same thing that they make. Because they always look for us to have a t-shirt. They always look for a hoodie and everything like that. Let me put my own spin on it. Let me give you the best qualities, the best fabrics, the best stitching work, everything. I want to give you everything that they provide for you. Mm. Maybe for price, but yeah, it's still going to be up there.
Yes, I love that. And you're right about that. Anytime they look for Black people to make clothing stuff, it is straight to the t-shirts and the hats. So I love that you said, right, you trying to be the high end, the luxury brand. That's what's up. Okay. You always like expensive taste? You got expensive taste?
I grew up broke. Okay. I just redesigned everything that I had in my mind. So it was like, if I had that, it need to be like this. Because everything that I always say that's plain.
True.
So it was like I had high end taste, just my pockets weren't there as well. So
okay. So what? When you growing up, were you making clothes back then too? Just re-rocking stuff, or you was just making do what it do?
No, back in the day it was kind of a rough upbringing, but never had really too much of a high end or shit, even a low end type of clothing. So it was like had a little rough neighborhood. I mean, not a rough neighborhood, but rough upbringing was good at first, you know, going back and forth from Wisconsin to Illinois, born in Illinois, Waukegan, Illinois, but mostly raised in Milwaukee until I came up to like high school. I ain't been, if anybody know me there, but.
Okay. So you've been around a little bit, Lake County, Illinois, Wisconsin. What is the fashion different there than here?
It's definitely different. It's a lot flashier here, more subtle in Lake County.
Really?
To me it is, because it's like what they try to dress up with in Lake County is a little bit lower, but okay. At the same time, but Milwaukee is behind, let's put it that way.
You said they behind. Okay.
So it's like you catch them with some kind of fashion, some type of fashion, but yeah, it's kind of behind on certain things. So it's like when you try to push it out first, it's like, all right, they look at it like, okay, that's decent. But then you got to allow them to try to catch up to it.
Right
away.
Okay. No, you lying. You ain't lying. I was going to say, I felt like, yeah, like Wisconsin, I don't really know, like Kenosha, Wisconsin, I don't really know what their style is. But I feel like when I see somebody from Illinois, I know they're from Illinois.
Sorry. Right. That's true.
How to adapt to that. Yeah, somebody commented, shout out Latrice. She said, your clothes and jackets are dope.
I appreciate it.
Okay, see? Oh, you got fans, because period. Check you out, period. Okay, that's what's up. So you've been doing this for 3 or 4 years. So do you, draw things out first, or you go to, like, your manufacturer and just say, this is what I want? Like, what is a typical process for you when you make your clothes?
My process is more like drawing it out, or like a mood board on how I kind of create. So it's like I take a couple things from here and there. It's like I like that, I like this. Let's combine them together. Let's make this, turn this into that, turn this to that, stitch it this way. So it's like I can make anything out of whatever you give me.
Mm.
Try to challenge myself, like create something out of the craziest material.
Damn.
Or the hardest material to work with, or something in the fashion world, like to say, like certain materials that don't puzzle combine together, I dare to do it because I feel fashion has no limits.
Mm. I like that. You serious about your shit, period. You serious as hell about that. Do you have any other like favorite clothing brand, like, you know, besides yours, obviously, but any other that you just get inspired?
My favorite brand is more like Balmain.
Okay.
Than there was one I got into that I like, what's the name of it? I got a brain fart. It's like a crazy little, it's kind of out there kind of brand. Moschino.
Okay. I've never heard of it.
I like Moschino.
Oh, okay.
You know, those are my two go-tos to look at. My Moschino got a little sassy with theirs, not lately, but my favorite one is Balmain though with Oliver.
Okay, I like that. That's expensive. I should have known you was gonna say some expensive shit. I'm not even surprised. That shit costs a lot. Damn it, that shit costs.
He dare to be so different. That's the thing. So you can make a piece and it's gonna cost you about $20,000 to get it. But he put $20,000 worth of work into it.
Okay.
Other than just giving you something simple and it's like, all right, this is $2,500. Me, I feel like each piece that costs some money should actually put some work into it to actually give somebody some value of what it is other than having your brand name on it.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. Shit. Fair enough. So like as a Black designer, do you feel like there's pressure for you to, you know, put certain things out or to not put certain things out?
As a Black designer, pressure to try to put out a whole lot of things. Mm-hmm. So it's like, we know what we like, but it's like, all right, I know what you like, but I'm trying to make it so we can actually do something better than what we're accustomed to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I understand, like, you want these Balmain, you want the Gucci, you want the Louis products and everything like that, but it's gonna cost you so much. But at the same time, I'm trying to get you on a standard where you don't have to go to AliExpress to get you a new dress or a jacket or pants or anything like that to try to upsell or whatever everybody be trying to do with their little boutiques and everything they have. So it's like every boutique that you run into got the exact same thing. I remember back in the day, but the boutique had the most unique individual pieces that you can just go in there and not look like anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, exactly like everybody.
Mm. Say it with your chest. No, you ain't lying. You ain't lying. That's absolutely correct. And I'm happy that you like mentioned that. Like, I don't want to write ever like shit on nobody's parade. Right. Do your shit. You want to sell clothes, whatever. But I feel you. The art of the individuality is very lost. And everybody is literally selling the same shit. And you like, you know, well, right, where do I go? I might as well, right, resort back to Walmart or whatever other shit, Fashion Nova, whatever other shit I was using. So I feel you with that. That's important. I don't think a lot of clothing designers realize that either when you're emerging into that, right? A boutique is supposed to have individuality. So that's some real shit. Facts. I like that.
There's no more exclusivity.
I like that. Okay. What was the first piece of clothing that you made?
First piece of clothing I made was, what was it? It's a hoodie.
It's a hoodie.
It's a denim hoodie.
Okay. You just got inspired?
Pretty much. It was like, I got inspired. It's like, I want to do something that nobody really does. Everybody always do fleece and cotton hoodies. I'm like, why nobody ever do a denim hoodie? You only go for like denim jackets.
That's true.
And I had a little point in time, even though I just redid it recently, mm-hmm. I had made it to denim and silk, but it was just like, it was an all denim hoodie at first, and I ended up messing it up and making it something else, just something that was up.
Because I got inspired
it out of like a shirt. It's like a regular shirt, and then I made it into a hoodie.
That's what's up. I always wish I could make clothes. That shit seems so hard. Like the sizing and the sewing and I don't know. It always seems so hard to me. I'm always interested when people say like, yeah, I just did this and I did that and then boom.
Once you get into it, everything comes so easily.
Mm.
It's just easy. You just got to learn how to, it's certain things you got to learn, like pattern making and certain things like that. Okay. That when you're doing all that, but at the same time, it's like once you get all that down packed, you'll know like what this is gonna cost, what that's gonna cost, what kind of fabric gonna work with this, what's gonna work with that. Would I dare to do something that's really stiff with something loose?
Okay, it's all levels to the shit. it's all about
playing with everything. Because it's like me, I wanted to be a designer since I was a kid. I started off wanting to be a car designer at that.
Mm.
But in reality, you know, being the skin color I am and having hair like this,
yeah.
You know, the reality with the world event, I had to kind of change it up a little bit. I even tried to go to school and everything for it. That didn't work out too well because I even went to mechanic school to learn to build cars from ground up. I couldn't even get a job panic anywhere. Went through the whole past everything. I even went to audio engineering. Well, you know, but everything everybody black is into is music. But I didn't feel like I wanted to do that, even though everybody knew me from doing that too back in the day.
Damn. So you done did some music. You done did, you said some car mechanic. You got a lot of skills on deck. I know I seen something about you. Do you box? Is it you box or?
Professional fighter as well.
Damn, just a renaissance. Renaissance man. Damn, do it all. You do it all.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Okay. I'm sad though. Like, so when you was going to these places applying, they just never called you back or you just never, what happened?
Well, okay, the runaround is like when I first went to certain mechanic places, they told me to go to school first. Mm. Went to school, went back to them same places. They said, you should have came to us before you went to school. And I'm like, I did. Like, now you spinning me around. And just all you have to say is that you don't want me here. That's okay. I'm okay with you being straightforward with me. The only people that was up straightforward with me when they wouldn't give me a job before was Six Flags, because men can't have hair. Or at least at the time when I went, they was the only one that was straightforward. Like, we're not going to hire you because you have hair. Mm-hmm. Anybody else was just like, they were scared of me because I fight or this and that. It was just random stuff. I just rather be straightforward with me, and I can take it and keep moving on. But other than giving me the runaround, I go get the degrees you want. I go get this that you need, and you still send me away.
Mm. You feel like that made you want to just say fuck it and let me just do my own shit at this point? Because,
and at that point in time, it was like, what am I good at right now? I'm like, I just need to do something on my own, because it's point in time, it's hard to find jobs and everything like that. I'm like, what am I good at? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm good at design. I can't go design cars. I don't have money to just go grab a vehicle and just kind of make it the way I wanted to. Can't do that. Mm-hmm. Then came to me, it was like, you know what? I could design some clothes. It ain't going to really take that much. Everybody get into just getting the t-shirts and everything. Let me start customizing. Mm-hmm. That's where I started. I just started customizing shoes. Start customizing different shirts and jackets and different things for everybody. And from there, it kept going.
That shit crazy though. I feel like that it happens to a lot of people when they don't find their way. And it's good that you really honed in on what's some shit I know how to actually do that I'm good at versus right, just doing shit you just know how to do. Because I never would have known that you was a mechanic or that you did music or that you was boxing. But you look like someone to me that would know something about clothes.
A lot of people are shocked that I even did clothes.
Why?
I don't know. It was just because, like I said, I grew up a little, I dress bummy. Mm-hmm. Anybody see me, I got t-shirts and stuff on. I don't really dress up like that. Mm-hmm. Unless I'm really trying to go out somewhere. Something I literally just made. Mm. And most likely that is sold because somebody wanted it and it's got to go. Mm. So all the visual pieces I have for myself most likely will get sold. Like,
that's good. That's good though. At least they buying them. Like, they. Hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And you do men's, women's, children's, you do the whole family.
Whole family. You need bags, luggage. Shoes, I do everything.
That's what's up. Boots. I seen some boots on there. I seen some hats. The website. So this nigga got hats, book bags.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. What made you want to just do the whole branch? Because you know everybody kind of sticks to one lane, but you did everything.
Like, when you're in luxury, you gotta actually provide a lifestyle for a person.
Mm.
In luxury, the most pieces that sell most of the times is always gonna be accessories. The luggage pieces, the bags, the book bags, the purses, those would sell the most in luxury. Mm. Those is more secondary, but like once you get your bag, your shoes and everything like that, now you got to get the outfit.
Bags.
But it's like nowadays, a lot of people backwards, they try to get the clothes, find some shoes that are matches or anything like that. And it's like, no. But in my mind, it's like, all right, you can get any. Because I'm like, let me just be the middleman and give you any way that you shop, I can provide what you need. So if you already got the shoes, all right, now I need an outfit to go. Or I got the outfit, I need some shoes or something to go with this. Mm. I'd be the one to fight it.
And you got the luggage, though. Like, you on some next level with the luggage and shit. Motherfuckers not even think about that.
Yeah, I know. They try to stick with simple things that'll be like little cheap things to hurry up and get it, make a little profit off of. Me, I'm just like, let me provide you something that's going to last you a long time. Like the book bags and the duffel bags I have is completely top grain leather. It's going to start looking different with age, or if not better with age. Mm. With your personality on how much you use it, how much you touch it, it's going to change color.
And you have a partner or anyone that you work with too? You do all this by yourself, or?
Yeah, I have to do everything by myself. Mm. I wish I had a team.
You don't want a team of people to help?
It's just, you know, when you get people that say they want to help you or try to do things with you, sometimes people disappear. Can't fault them for it. It's not their dream. It's mine.
But that is true. Teamwork makes the dream work. So, yeah, right. Damn, you do it. So you're putting your own money into it, everything. You just doing the shit by yourself. Mm. Mm-hmm. More power to you. Damn. That's hard. I mean, especially you talking about you got leather and the quality of your material. Like, that's a lot of money to be investing as well out of your pocket for your stuff.
Just working on getting the sound post.
So what do you think, there will be a point when you will try to expand as far as team or put a ad out for people to help?
I will. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will. It's just the money has to be right before I can, you know, start making sure I have a steady pay for somebody that's going to be on my team. Facts. Nobody really looking to work for free. I wouldn't be able to look and work for free.
Very true.
You got to get what you can get. Got to get whatever kind of experience you can get. But like I said, with me, I always try to look for anybody that's working with me or trying to work for me. I'll try to make sure they compensate it some kind of way.
Nice. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Woo. Damn. All right. So I like to do trivia. You know this, correct, though?
I just know now.
It's black trivia. So you black, you should be okay.
We'll see.
Your black card is on the table right now. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, so first question. What show is Khadijah from? Queen Latifah played Khadijah.
That Living Single?
Yes. Okay. Question. Okay. What TV show is Fancy from?
Jamie Foxx.
Ooh, on fire. Okay. Next question. Who made the theme song for All That?
What's that? TLC.
Ooh. You on fire. Period. Okay, you on fire. Next question. What movie starred Tupac and Bernie Mac?
Ooh, Tupac and Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac was a
crack. A movie?
Yeah, it was a movie.
And was it Juice?
Mm-mm. It was a basketball movie.
Oh, crap, what movie was that? He got game four. Crap, what one was that? Above the Rim?
Ooh! Fire! See there? That's so, brand concentration right there, okay?
I'm trying to go through all the basketball. Wasn't that one.
I like your brain power, period. You was concentrated on that mug. I like that. Yes, that is the correct answer. You might just get everything, period. Okay. What was the name of the group who made the song, "Oh, I Think They Like Me"?
I think they like me.
They have the white tee song. Oh, in my white tee.
Crap, I can't remember the name. I think it's like Party Boys. No, not Party Boys.
It's a boys on the end. You give up? Kind of a hard one.
Crap, I know the song. I know it's something boys.
It is something boys.
I don't know.
That's okay. You were thinking hard. That was kind of hard. Them franchise boys.
They sang the song. They said it in the song.
Okay. No, you was on it though. Last question. Who sang the song Tipsy? Everybody in the club get tips.
Oh, Jaquan.
Yes. You only got one wrong. You a beast. Your black car is safe, for the record.
Okay.
It is safe. He snapped. Everybody always gets like three wrong. So you snapped. You snapped on that. Okay. So is there any other hobbies or anything else you pursue besides the boxing, the clothing, being a mechanic? Am I missing something? Producing. You do a lot, but aside from that.
Play rugby too. Yeah, I did that across the states. I had got to a traveling team.
Oh, so you was good. So you was really playing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn. How did you start playing rugby? You been playing that?
I had played when I was 20. Was it like 22? Want to say? Yeah, 22. That's when I played. When I was 22, I had moved out to Springfield when I was married. So, yeah. Then I ended up, it was a little call in the paper talking about, want to play rugby? I'm like, I don't know what this is, but I'm finna go play it.
Damn, you ain't know what it was. You just went to go play.
I just went to go play it. They explained it to me. It was like pretty much just like playing football with no pads, and everything is just a pass backwards to go forward. I'm like, oh, so it's a running back sport, aka my favorite position, what I play when I'm playing football. So from there, I'm just dominating anybody, and just they couldn't catch me or they couldn't bring me down.
Wow. I have never heard a black man. Yeah, I play some rugby. Like, I traveled. Wow, you was playing that shit. Like, you was good. Like, wow. Mm-hmm. Damn. You just nonchalant, like, yeah. You did a lot. You did a lot.
Try to live life a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's dope. That is dope. Damn. What, you got a secret talent too or something? Are you Batman at after midnight? Or
I wish Batman had money. He can buy anything and make anything he want.
Batman after midnight. Okay. How do you deal with criticism or, you know, just negative feedback on things that you do?
It's an up and down depending on the situation. Sometimes I take it to offense, but then more other times I just be nonchalant about it, like, maybe you're right. Because, I mean, it can't take nothing but your criticism when you're doing fashion. Mm-hmm. You're going to have people that like it. You're going to have people that hate it. It's just, I had pieces that people were like, oh, no, that's ugly. Then the next person walking by and trying to buy it.
I love it. That's true.
So it's like you can't really take it as what it is. So that's why I never wanted to go to those shows, with the fashion shows, even though I was invited to go to them. I didn't want to do it. I'm like, you're going to try to tell me what your opinion is on my piece when I have a million other people that might like it. what's the point of taking just one person's opinion when I can have millions of people that actually like it? Or, I mean, I'd rather just take everybody's opinion other than just one person's opinion. Let me say two or three people's opinion.
Okay, I like that. And you got to kind of have tough skin, though. I feel like you just like, whatever. I mean, it is what it is. That's true. Because it's 1,000 other people that's going to fuck with it. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Don't. What is one main source of motivation for you? Because I know sometimes being an entrepreneur or doing stuff on your own, you just some days be like, fuck it, I don't want to do this shit. Like, what is something that keeps you motivated to continue for?
My kids. Mia is my kids, and then other than my kids, it's just Black people in general. Mm. My end goal, if anybody knows me, I want to build my own city for Black people. Not just the town, I want to build a whole city. That we actually have our own neighborhoods, our own communities, saying that we actually own. So that's my end goal before I get out this earth, so we can have residual income for our family.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I love that. Where would the town be? Because I might need to move. Where would it be?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I've been doing a lot of research, and they got a lot of they got towns for sale. They got a lot of land for sale. The whole year for sale. I'm gonna just let you know that right now.
Okay, let me know. Period. Okay, y'all. You need an alderman. You need a city judge. Shit like that. I got you. I love that.
We're going to give everybody some jobs.
That's what's up.
Out to the mailman.
Mm.
Whatever it is.
I love that, though. See, and you don't even hear a lot of brothers talking about that type of shit. That's really creating, and I should say, yeah, well, it is really creating generational wealth, like, to a whole nother extent. Like, that's what's up. I love that.
They don't like us here. They always try to segregate us somewhere. All right, cool. I'll be segregated. Let me build exactly what I want to build. Mm-hmm. I create a whole city real quick. Allow me to do it. I found so many different acres of land. I found 20,000 acres of land for exactly what people buy their houses for. Mm. I mean, less than what people buy their houses for. You got people that buy $100 million house or $40 million houses. I can get over 20,000 acres and only gonna spend about 10 to 12 million. And I can build from there. But you're only trying to buy a house with maybe like 3 acres, 4 acres of land, maybe 10. Mm-hmm. And I can get 20 acres and I can provide jobs for thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people.
That's what's up. Damn. And I wish we could influence more young people to think longevity-wise in that type of manner. People are very used to fast money. And they're just, you know, selfish. And for you to want to not only create generational wealth, but to be selfless says a lot about who you are as a person, for real.
Yeah.
Mm. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I love Black equity, the Black dollar, anything promoting positivity and the advancement of Black people. I'm there. So. What's going to be the name? Because now I'm ready to move. What's the name? What's the name? We got to move now. Now we got to make it happen.
I don't know.
We got to make it happen now, period. I got a good 100 citizens for your ass right now.
Some foundation that's somewhere where we can actually have it. I want to build it together as a people, not just me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes. Lead the people to the way. No, for real, though. If you are able to ever get to that point in the next couple years fast like that, let me know. Because I would definitely, you know, I would love to be part of that. That's dope, though. That's dope. Okay. So then in 5 years, where do you see yourself as far as your brand? Where do you think you'll be within 5 years?
Within 5 years, I can see my brand in bought daily. Trying to make something out of it is just in majority of them say our kind, well, not really our neighborhoods, but you know, the people that live like us in those neighborhoods.
Right.
Even in the people that's in the richier areas, people wearing it now. Because I have so many different people. It's funny, I didn't even know that people actually know me from around the world. I got put into an international magazine just the end of last year. Then I had different TV shows hit me and different things. It's like I didn't even know people knew me. Like that. So in the next 5 years, I see myself in my brand daily, even not on TV regularly.
That's what's up. You said TV shows. I can see that. I can definitely see, you know, Riri rocking the artistry over her body. I could definitely see that. Nice. And you had a fashion show that you just were a part of, or?
The Bernie Mac Foundation fashion show. Yeah, I just had 16 pieces that I had walk in there. Mm-hmm. Just a little short notice. Fashion shows, but I put the pieces together on for what I had together at the point moment, then went down there and showed what we had. Everybody was giving me praise and they loved everything, how everything was. Try to live stream it for everybody that couldn't make it down to.
Was that a gratifying moment for you as a designer, or?
It definitely is.
Yeah.
Just seeing other designers like congratulate you and try to actually tell you that they like it, model. Everybody else, just like people that you just don't know, just coming up to you and just telling you how much they love my brand. Mm-hmm.
Where was that?
That's why.
Where was the show at?
I don't know if I should say it because they told me to say it somewhere else.
Oh shit! Well, Nat, we ain't trying to get just nobody. Fuck that. Fuck it.
That in their mind, it was in Michigan. Let's put it that way.
Okay, Michigan. Okay. I was just wondering, as far as like preparation, because you said it was last minute. I was wondering if you have to do a lot to hurry up.
Mm-hmm. It was hurry up and get it done within like maybe like 2 weeks.
Mm. Is that fast for you for to get stuff ready? Okay.
But in reality, it's like. Those fashion shows and everything that everybody be seeing, it takes months of preparation to just like drawing and trying to map everything out. But getting everything done actually comes in within a week. But they have so many different teams and so many people with so many things together and making everything right. Me, I'm by myself. Mm. It's a whole different thing. So it's like, all right, I had to take some pieces that I already had made, some custom pieces, and you know, try to show exactly what my brand is about. Trying to create a story of what I can, of what I have to show.
Mm. Well, you doing it. You doing a damn thing. That's for sure. And you making it look very elegantly. I must say so. I didn't know you were doing everything by yourself. And then to hear you talk about it and all the work you're putting into it as well, that's very inspiring. Very inspiring.
Appreciate it.
I like that. Okay. So what else can we expect from you this year? I know Corona kind of, you know, jump some stuff out the way, but is there any other things you're gonna do before the end of the year? Oh. I think it's muted. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Dun, dun, dun. See, this is how you know who's talking. I guess they're trying to say get the hell off live. That's what they're trying to say to us. No, I don't know. The sound went out. On that end. But I do have his IG for his clothing scrolling down there below. So make sure you guys go and check out the rest of Artistry and his, well, the rest of Artistry's clothing and the rest of Jay's stuff. It's really nice luxury brand stuff for real. And you definitely gotta have them dollars. You gotta have them dollars popping for it. I believe there was a fashion show as well in December. That's still going on though, Jay? Fashion show? Okay. So it is fashion show in December. I was posting that as well. I'm gonna post that too on my IG and my Facebook so you guys can see that. I'm hearing some more of his stuff as well. Hopefully I can still walk in the show. we'll see. I was supposed to walk on the show, so hopefully y'all see me in there. But I just want to, again, thank you, Jay, for coming on to Pillow Talk. You are an amazing Black designer. We got to support our Black businesses and really do support the luxury Black brands. This is the second luxury Black brand that I was able to have on my show, so I feel very blessed to be able to highlight y'all. So make sure you guys tune in. Latrice said she would like to model for you. So check her out in the comments. She's in the comments on here. She said she wants to model, so I guess we still got time. Make sure you guys tune in to Pillow Talk Podcast. This will be streaming on Facebook, and it will be streaming on my YouTube and my podcast. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank you, Jay. Peace out. Hey, that's pretty good.